Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's up, good people? This is PR, and you're now tuned in to Keeping It Civil with Karen Civil, the hardest working female in show business. KC, what up?
What's up? It's Karen Civil. This is the third episode of Keeping It Civil with Karen. I decided to kind of sort of head to the A and grab somebody from the A who was in LA at the time. What's up, Rich Homie?
What's up, Karen?
How you feeling?
I feel good. I'm blessed.
See, I didn't even know you were in town. Yeah. I think it was your Instagram gave it away because you had a sold out show in the OC. Mm-hmm. How was that?
Oh, turned up. It was real turn. I ain't know that far from L.A. to yesterday, though. I drove about like an hour and 15.
Yeah, most people think, like, it's the observatory.
Yeah, it wasn't, though.
That's where it was?
It wasn't.
Where was it?
It was, like, down the street from there, because somebody said the observatory was, like, 2 minutes away from him.
Okay.
So, like, it was close, but it wasn't there.
Okay, so I thought that's where you performed,
and it was not, like, though.
Yeah, that's up, nice. Though. So, how you feeling with the success of Flex and My Type of Way?
Oh, man. I feel good. Like, Flex just went overboard, though. You know what I mean? People gravitated fast to it. I was excited. You know what I'm saying? Could have been a dance, too, though. You know? So, I don't know. I'm excited about the song, though. It's doing good numbers.
I know you just mentioned the dance.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this dance. You've been doing it for a while.
Uh-huh.
And when you first started, I'm not going to lie, I was like, he's crazy. But then you explained, you was like, listen, I'm not doing it for the men. Yeah. I'm doing it for the ladies.
Yeah.
The ladies love it.
Yeah, because women buy music, you know what I'm saying? Women know what I'm saying. So the ladies love it. I can't go wrong with it. You feel me? So I think it took the video and everything to a whole nother level. You know what I mean? And people started taking me serious. You know what I mean?
How did you come up with the dance?
It came about in the studio one day. I was just not playing. Then I went, we did a big show in Temple.
Mm-hmm.
A big show, I remember. And I just did it one time, and I remember the girl went crazy. So I told myself I'm going to do it every show. And that's what I've been doing, though. Just more so like stamping the dance, you know what I mean?
Have you officially given it a name?
I just called it Rich Homie Dance.
Okay, well now, you know, it's, you kind of sparked a sensation because now there's the Quan.
Yeah.
Which technically is...
Your dance.
So how do you feel about that? What were you when you heard the record, or you probably saw the video on Instagram?
Well, I saw the video first. Everybody was tagging me, and you know you don't really check them, but if they keep constantly tagging, you got to just watch it. And that's really what it was. They even reached out for me. Getting the video. I told them I would do it.
Yeah, you have to do the video.
Yeah, I told them I would definitely get in the video.
Maybe the remix.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
So. I had quite a few different people tell me what exactly the dance means. So one of them I kind of sort of agree with, because I can kind of see it, is it's basically you hitting a girl from the back.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
So and like, you just got your little flavor to it.
Yeah, you got to be, you know what I'm saying, you got to be a girl to know where I'm coming from. Or you got to be in my shoes as a guy to know where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? But once that you know what I'm doing, damn, oh, I get it. You know what I'm saying? So it made the dance go even harder.
Can we expect, now that you have the sensation of, you call it the Rich Homie, everyone calls it the Quan, can we expect a new dance where you don't know yet?
Nah, because I'm not really a dancing guy, you know what I'm saying? That's just something that just came about, you feel me? Nah, so it won't be no more dances. I hope not.
Okay. So a lot has changed for you since, if most people don't know, we did a Civil TV interview.
Yes, we did. You can't tell them.
Yeah, we got to see your grandma's house, see where you shop, where you eat, where you hang out. And you've had so much progression and change.
Yes.
And, you know, there are a lot of different things on the internet right now. And I was just like, you know what? I think this will be the best time for him to clear up certain things.
Yeah.
Talk about everything. Certain things. Yeah. And where you are. Mm-hmm. So you're still independent.
Yeah, still independent.
Okay. For some reason, a lot of people, I even thought that you were signed to Def Jam.
Yeah. Nah, I never been signed to Def Jam. That was more so like Trinidad situation, you know, Gold Gang. I was only signed to TIG at the time, you feel me? Which I'm still signed to, but you know what I'm saying? But now I've never signed any paperwork with Def Jam. None was so type of.
So even though you're still independent right now, do you are you looking to go to a major label?
Yeah. Because you don't want to be independent for so long. Mm-hmm. I think I've done it. I think I've had my course of being independent. You know what I'm saying? And then starting to get a machine behind me and drop a major album. And that's what I'm ready for.
Have you had the talks or the conversations? Is there a label, particular label you're looking at?
Right now, I can't. I'm only giving, you know what I'm saying, giving the names. But I have talked to some labels, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't talked to some labels. Talking, you know what I'm saying? Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. So, yeah.
So you and Trinidad are still good?
Yeah, that's my dog. It was still text every day.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So I know there's the, there's issues right now. You and your label are kind of suing each other, and you can't fully divulge into that.
Yeah.
But do you see yourself maybe rectifying, fixing it, and moving on, or you just are trying to get your paperwork together right now? Just the business together.
The business together. I really want to be by myself. I don't want to be in no paperwork.
So you won't be alone?
I want to be alone.
Okay.
I don't want no paperwork. I just want my money, and I want to be alone.
Okay. So, speaking of alone, you know, you had, when you first came in, you were alone. And then we just saw you all the time with Young Thug in the Birdman situation.
Yeah.
And I interviewed you for that. And you kind of stepped away a little bit. And you were like, you know what? This is becoming a duo.
Yeah.
I want to focus back on me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Young Thug said some comments. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys, have you guys rectified since then?
We've been talking. We've been talking.
Okay.
You feel me? But, like, now my whole, you know, everything the same. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, came in as a solo artist. I don't leave out. You feel me? Like, I wish everybody the best. You know what I mean? What they do. But I'm just so focused on myself right now. I just don't foresee myself just getting back into that element right now.
Can we expect more music from the both of you together?
Oh,
you
yeah.
guys put out phenomenal records.
And then we got a lot of records people still haven't heard. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I could definitely see us, you know what I'm saying, get back together doing music. Right now, like I said, I know he's focused on himself just as well as you know, I'm focused on myself. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if that's what the people want, we'll definitely do it for the people.
So what's the relationship now with, you know, Birdman has been in the news a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the relationship with him right now?
I just talked to Bird today, man. I just got the phone with Bird today. And last time I was in Miami, I was down there kicking him with him and stuff. So, like, everything, you know what I'm saying, everything been caused, you know, couple steady, you know what I'm saying? I said, I don't have no bad blood with nobody. So at any time, it's nothing for me to pull up on him or him to pull up on me. Or even if we're just going out to get something to eat, you don't have nothing to do with music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We still got the relationships open with people. It's never no bad blood with nobody. You feel me? So everything's just been coping steady, though.
So, yeah, basically, you and Thug are great. You Birdman are great. And I know you still have the relationship with the Young Money guys,
exactly.
Mac and Wayne.
Yeah.
So you're in a good space.
Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Feeling great.
So are you working on the album?
Working on the album. The album's really complete.
Mm-hmm. You know, so what are we waiting for?
The situation. Trying to see if there's gonna be a situation. If not, I'm just gonna release it. But the album's it's fire though. It's heat.
You're gonna release it through what? Like independently through iTunes?
Yes. This was my debut album, so you know what I'm saying. I did put a lot of time into it. You know what I'm saying? I went to Jamaica. I did, like, most of the recording in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Running the villa out there for, like, 12 days. And it was just so different, peaceful. And it was, like, stuff I had never saw before. You know what I mean? It makes you appreciate life a whole lot more.
What made you choose Jamaica?
Because I didn't want to go overseas, and I didn't like the food.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew in Jamaica, they were going to be hand-cooking everything. You get a chef or whatnot. So I was like, that seems more. Because it was all about, I don't want to be somewhere, like, you might enjoy the space, but you're not comfortable, though. And right when I got there, felt homie. You know what I'm saying? Now I invited, like, producers that we had, like, Tobin on the road.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of mine. I had, like, two engineers. It was just Ryan Leslie. Like, every day we just worked with him. And it was just fun. Yeah, I felt at home. I had my brothers in there. So it felt good. It felt
and you
great.
Can definitely smoke.
Yes. Definitely smoke.
That was a big plus for you.
Yeah, so you can't go wrong. I said you can't go wrong in Jamaica. But it was fun. I would definitely go back. You know, I would definitely go back for, like, vacation because I really enjoyed it.
So how do you figure out, you know, with most artists, they have the label and the A&Rs and everybody coming in telling them, you know, how in the order, the sequence of the album? What should be the single? What should be this? Like, how does it work with you? Is it you and your team come together? Do you have an A&R? Like, or is it just
I don't have no A&R, nothing. It's like, before I even come, before everything come out, like, in my mind, I already know. So, like, I don't need help picking my songs for, I don't need help for the title. I don't need help for the names, because don't nobody foresee it but me. They weren't in there. They weren't in there when I was telling the story I was trying to tell. So you can't really, like, visualize what I'm painting. I have to be the one to do that because I'm the one that narrated the story. So basically, I know what the next single going to be, when it's going to drop. I know it's coming after that single, mm-hmm. and so forth and so on.
So you have your marketing planned out?
Everything. Yeah, but at the same time, my team is there, like, to help me strategize, though, mm-hmm. around, like, if I make the chapter, they give me, like, a lot of great thoughts we can do to make this chapter stand out. So, you know, more than the last one, you feel me? So, like, it is a team effort. But when it comes to my music, I'm really, like, hands-on because I'm so iffy about my music, you feel me?
So how do you figure out what makes the cut? What do you, because you're in the studio a lot.
Yeah, and I got so many songs. Yeah. Like, it really depends on what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? That's what it really depends on. But for my album, it had to be based on storytelling.
That's what I'm referring family. To. Like, for the album.
Yeah, like for the album.
What makes that cut?
I had to stay on topic. Cause a lot of my songs I might rap and get on topic. Like, so for me, my thing was like, if you want to make an album, you gotta be going hard. The beats have to be like a different sound. Mm-hmm. But they gotta have that heart. But it gotta ride. After that, I told myself I gotta just stay on topic with family. And storytelling. So long as it was storytelling and talking about family, it was definitely gonna make the album. And long as the beats were like top of the line.
I know you spoke. You got a feature with Drake. Mm-hmm. Who else can we expect like that you're working with?
Wayne.
Production wise.
Wayne. They told me. Jadakiss.
Jadakiss.
Yeah, Jadakiss. Ashanti.
You said Ashanti.
Yeah, Ashanti.
Oh, wow. How did the Ashanti one come about?
It really came about when I went to New York. My buddy Slow set it up. She came to the studio like at 6 in the morning. We did two songs. We did one for her album and one for mine as well.
Okay.
But they had, though. They very high, though. Really high, though. I'm glad we did it, though. We've even been communicating after that, though. She real cool, though.
How about the Jada one? That was a New York visit too?
Yeah, New York visits. The same visit, to be honest.
Same visit.
So I did probably 30 songs that whole week. Cause I went from Miami to New York, from New York to home. So I had like 30 songs that whole week. I did like 30 songs. Did a lot of them. Like I said, I've been doing stuff with Curly, Jeremiah, Chris Brown, Polo Dunn. I say like that, I'm really gonna be a classic though, man. Like, it's really like more of that old corn people want to hear. The storytelling, the motivational corn. And that's really what I went back to, the storytelling, and just let my story motivate others.
That's exciting right there. I know you just recently announced a tour.
Yeah, the screen tour.
So this is, but it's the UK version, right?
Yeah, the UK version of the screen tour. Yeah, that'd be, I want to say October, or it might be September. I have to look, but yeah, that's going to be fun. I've never been over there.
Is this officially like your first?
Yeah, it's my second, because I headlined one in Canada also. Mm-hmm. So it's my second, but I would say my first big one, because I make a whole lot more money, if him. So
do you switch out how you, do you switch out your stage for this? Like, do you, like,
I already told him, like, I got to have a budget for a stage and all that, like, because I've seen, you know what I'm saying? You know, your first tour, those are your first tours, and everything is about progression. And I know how I just want my stage to look, though, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely have a little budget for the stage.
Yes, lights
and all that. Look, I want a little fire, too. Yeah, it's going to be hard.
So, besides, you got the tour happening.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have the clothing. Yeah. I went to, what is the store in Atlanta? It's in the mall.
Pure. Yeah.
And they had, like, as soon as you walked in, you had your own little section. Yeah. I was like, progression.
Yeah,
look at
Pure.
This.
Yeah, Liz. Right now, working on another clothing line as we speak. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just like, you get, like I said, you get certain relationships with people, and it opens so many doors and so many lanes for you. as we speak, I got like 5 scripts, movie scripts I got I'm working on right now. Mm-hmm. So like they've been trying to get me in a lot of different stuff. And I think that's good because like you said, it's all about progression. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't want to rap forever, so it's all about me venturing off in different lanes. You know what I'm saying? Writing a book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's not an autobiography. I just want to show people how creative I am.
Okay.
Hopefully this book will turn to a movie later on, you know what I'm saying? Or even a series. I mean, I just want to show people how talented I am.
Okay.
All around the board.
So I know the clothing line was through Jeezy,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
So have you signed on to do? Is there a new collection? Is there going to be a second collection?
It's not a second collection. On this one here, I'm visual. I'm doing my own.
Okay.
So this one I have a whole total different name and everything.
Oh, okay. Is it going to be through that same thing or
no,
something totally different?
Something totally different.
Okay.
Yeah, something totally different. Like I said, the first one really was like a. No, you get like a trial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did.
You're
great.
Testing it out.
Yeah, testing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in love with fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So the second go around, I told him I just want to come with something totally different. I mean, more of a European look, more of, you know what I mean? I know what I wear like every day.
Yeah.
That was more for, I did that really for the kids and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Because your fashion sense has changed a bit.
Yeah.
Like with that was a little bit more of, like a little bit more of the brighter colors. You got the red, the yellows, and things like that. And now you wear kind of the more neutral colors.
So, more like now.
Like the Euro cut.
Yeah, like even for like the car and bike show in Atlanta, I wore a tailor suit. I came out in a suit. You know what I mean? At the end, it was different too. I had talked about it on the radio for the whole week. That was big though. Even after that though, I went and bought like 10 suits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all just really been about my appearance and my look, you know what I mean? A whole lot.
So progression is really it with you.
Yeah, progression. Just all about progress.
Okay.
That's all.
So, right now, Atlanta is booming.
Yes.
You know, it feels like you cannot escape coming here. I literally had to hear, maybe it was about 15 songs on the radio, about 10 were Atlanta artists.
Yeah.
And the rest was either Drake or Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us about... you know, how do you remain a force while the Atlanta boom is happening?
Man, staying focused.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Keep my circle small. And one thing I don't do, I don't listen to the radio because I try not to listen to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't get sidetracked. You feel me? Like, I don't know, being an artist, you know, you got your certain, like, you still, like, you're a fan of a lot of artists. But at the end of the day, everyone's competition. Everyone wants to be number one.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, we all know that. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to be a fan of different people forever. But at the end of the day, we all want to be number one. And for me to be number one, I got to stay focused on myself.
Okay. So there was a point when you first came out, you know, there was the comparisons to... It was like a weird... It was the comparisons to Future.
Yeah.
So you came out and you were getting hot. Future kind of buzzed down a little bit. Now he's back hot. You're hot too at the same time. Like, what's the relationship with both of you right now?
Oh, man. Future fucking the game up. I can't even lie. Now, I mean, nothing but, like I said, never been no hard feelings. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but respect, you know what I mean? From me to him, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be a surprise for the people, too.
So, let's talk about that surprise.
Yeah.
So, a little birdie told me they were getting on a flight.
Uh-huh.
You sat down on the flight.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, guess who sat next to you on the flight? Future sat right next to you on the flight. How crazy was that? I think it was from Atlanta to L.A.
Yeah.
Okay. And you both talked about music and working together.
Yeah.
So there is something coming.
Yeah.
But when? Is it on the album? When can we expect it? Because that right there, man.
I know that's going to be...
People are waiting for that.
Yeah, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. I was a close birdie because that's a true story.
Yeah. I know it's a true story.
That's a true story.
I had a random person tell me. A very random person.
And I usually go to sleep when I come from here to Atlanta because it's like a 4-hour flight from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But we stayed the whole time and just talked, you feel me? Talked about the past, talked about the present, you feel me? So like, I say we got a good little body of work too. So I don't know, I say soon though.
Soon?
Yeah, you probably get some on my album.
Okay.
I love my album. I don't know how we're going to release it, though. We might make our own album.
Ooh.
We might make our own album. You know what I'm saying?
Rachel McQuan Future album?
Yeah.
What could you title something like that off the top of your head?
Rachel McQuan Future? Yeah.
Okay. I like that. You hear it first here.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's just hard.
So do you still hear the comparisons? Nah. Or not as much anymore?
I hear more comparison of Atlanta sound now than, you know what I mean? But I don't even, like, they don't even really compare me to Future. I feel as if I built up my little resume enough where people just couldn't say that. Or I dropped enough music where you don't hear the similarities, you know? But nah, I don't get it. I just hear, like, Atlanta sounds like Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it be.
So, you know, let's talk about your lyrics for a little bit. All right. So, I think these were records recorded in 2012. That's what you said. Yeah. You know, Does It Get Weird? It was called I Made It in Day One. Yeah. And you made some references to rape. You know, at the time when you record things like that, are you thinking, you know, it rhymes, it goes, it flows in the record. I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah, see, me, my whole thing, because I don't write nothing down. So, it'd be like, it could have been a reference then, because I might do something then. And once I hit before it's released, keep in mind all these release songs so I couldn't go back in. Or however they got out. But like once I do something, it'll be a reference. And that time 10, I go back in there and change it if it doesn't make sense or it doesn't coincide with what I'm saying. But like you say, like I say, the song's elite, you know what I'm saying? I don't even rape, like, I don't even like rapers, but I would never rape anyone, you know what I mean?
So now do you find yourself going back like, okay, I said these things, going back thinking about what other things I could have said, and making sure those things don't leak, maybe changing up how you record and you write now just to make sure you're in the public eye now.
Exactly. So, like, now it's more so, like, you got to be just cautious of what you say and how you say it. Mm-hmm. Even if you say something told out the wild, people still take it and put it together like you meant this, even though you didn't. So it's more so, like, you know, you got to watch the way you walk, you know what I'm saying? Watch the way you move. It goes with all that. Like, I do watch. I definitely watch what I say. Like, I had so much heat coming from those two songs. Right?
Yeah, I definitely.
I managed to get through it though.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely did get through it, and you know, most people were like, "Didn't he learn from Ross?" And I'm like, you know, Ed, you sometimes don't realize till it happens to you.
Yeah, then you don't even be realizing all these eyes are on you. You know what I'm saying? You don't even. You know, come on, man. I'm coming up in these minute conversations. It just showed me, though, like, more people are watching than I assume.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be cautious of what I say and how I say it.
Okay. So another thing is the situation that happened in Miami.
Yeah.
Couldn't get into the club. Someone irked your nerves. Something happened. And I don't know if you took the hand to the face. I'm not sure what happened. But I know they were saying you definitely got on a boat and jetted away. So what would, can you clear that up a little bit without getting yourself in trouble?
Yeah, like, I don't really recall what happened that night. I'm going to be real. I don't really recall what happened. But as far as the speedboat, I don't recall the speedboat being out there. I don't recall myself jumping into a speedboat. None of that.
I'm not going to lie. When I read that, I was just like, if that is not some, like, Miami Vice. You're not going to let me into the club?
Yeah. I had to turn myself in like 2 weeks after that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I got out, though. I ended up losing my paperwork in jail. Like, I was supposed to get out like 8 hours early. I lost my paperwork, so I had to stay like an extra 8 hours. Like, so I was like, man, can't use the phone.
Did the people in there know who you were?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you had a little special privileges,
maybe? It was special, but I was just, you know, you're just so agitated, you just want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hungry, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get on the phone, because, you know, like, it's just a tease. You finna get out soon.
Yeah.
So I'm just ready to, like, y'all ain't, they lost my paperwork. Trying to get me out so fast, though.
So are you still dealing with that, or it's
like it's still open. Nah, it's still an open case. So a civil suit, not beat the court case, though.
Okay. So hopefully the update with that is it's all right. Now, let's switch it over to your personal life. So some photos came out that you were dating Johnny Blaze.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the relationship now? Was it just something that was focused on music? Were you having a good time?
See, like, we were just chilling. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was, just chilling. Then we ended up working on music. Not even that time. It was, like, later after that. We were like, it's music. Like, she has a great gift, like. And she's very musical, like, musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell. Like, she got talent. I think she could play so many different instruments. She could play the piano. She has a beautiful voice. So when I heard her voice, I told her I wanted to write some music for her.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But you just had a little bit of extras, too. Because the pictures, you guys were very friendly. So you got your business and your pleasure in. So she's on Love & Hip Hop New York, and there were some talks that you might appear on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta with your child's mother. Is there any truth to that?
Nah, man. I won't be getting on no reality shows.
They said she was supposed to do it, and I think you were supposed to make cameos.
Even if she gets on, like, I would never get... I'm not getting on no...
So there's no cameos for you?
No, none whatsoever. I don't want no cameos.
Is it you don't want to do reality, or is it just you don't want to do me a part
like,
of that?
If I do a reality show, it got to be like, I Flavor Flav, or... You know what I'm saying?
For the love of Rich Ovi.
Yeah. Exactly, the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Same house, you give me the same house. Everything with the clock.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I definitely do want to know. But I can't let the people like just get into, gravitated to my life like that. I feel as if then you're not going to hear what I'm rapping about because I'm showing you too much.
Yeah.
So, like, me on a dating game, I'm not just showing you nothing, just, my, you know what I'm saying? Like, female, like women.
You don't want to let people into it's, the exactly, world
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want them to see, like, that's still, like, I want my me time to me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like those are priceless moments.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be captured. So that's what I mean. Like, that's too real.
Mm-hmm.
It's too real. Then most of the stuff be fake, so, like, I can't go in there and be somebody on that anyway.
Yeah. So a lot of the things are edited and put together.
Yeah, you feel
scripted.
Me? So, like, yeah, they storyline. So, like, if it's going to be real TV, it got to be real TV. Real TV cannot be acted. But as far as with the women, mm-hmm. I would love to do that.
So we see you love the women. What's the relationship now with both of you? Because I remember you did an interview where you said you could date,
yeah,
I believe,
yeah,
but she couldn't date. Do you still feel like that? Because I know you had to get some backlash and some text messages coming in. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
She said I was crazy. Mm-hmm. But I thought I wasn't really crazy. It's just like, I feel as though like, What a woman always say. Men are going to be men. And females are going to be females. Women are conniving to me. Women
Wait,
are sneaky.
Says that?
I've heard somebody say, like, women. Most of women, I say, like, men are going to be men, and women are going to be women. But women are so conniving and so sneaky. So it's like, you'll never know if they would do something to you. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because they can keep it from you for so long. But us men, no, we do messed up things. Mm-hmm. But, like, right when the first time the woman does, it's like the end of the world, like, I don't know. It's like the end of the world. Like, you feel as if she just stepped on your heart with a ton.
Okay. So I've had this conversation with a few different male friends where they go, you know, when they cheat, they feel as though it's just sex.
Yeah. But, like, when the woman do it, it's like, I'm telling you, it's
they
like the
feel
end of
like
the world.
It's love and all yeah, these other like, attachments and emotions. Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I really do. I really feel as if that's true. Like, when we do it, it's just to do it. Mm-hmm. With the women, I feel as a thought and, you know, feelings have to be in it. You feel me? And I don't, you know.
So do you see yourself settling down anytime soon? Or you just,
I'm 25. I'm probably when I'm about 30.
Okay, so 5 years. So she got to wait 5 years.
That's it. Now, that sounds selfish.
I mean.
But, like.
If that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
But now I always tell her, like, I'm not just making her just stop dating anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You can date, just like, just make sure, like, he got to be doing better than me, though. So, it's like, you can't go from driving the Benz to driving a Honda.
What's better than you? Because say he may have a great job okay. working like UPS or Sprint. Is that...
I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Whatever floats up, because like you say, cause that, he could be doing that and got him a couple of thousand saved up. He think mm-hmm. he's the man and whatnot, but...
You think he's the man. But so now you technically opening up the floodgates because then if she has to do better than you, she has to go for an athlete, you're thinking.
Nah, I'm not saying athlete, just...
Or another rapper.
That'll get...
See,
that'll upset you too. Like, then I feel like you're...
Yeah.
You're boasting me. You know, you're showboating me.
Okay.
You know, that's not what we want. So I wouldn't even say better than me. I don't know. As long as she's happy, I'm happy. Put it like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? As long as she's happy, I'm happy.
Okay. So I think we got all the little questions and details that are lingering. Wait, sidebar. Do people know about your dad, like how he's doing?
We'll talk about it.
Okay. So the last one is the most important. Mm-hmm. How is your dad doing? You know the situation where you want to break it down? Tell our listeners what happened?
Yeah, my dad had got shot. and probably like a year ago. Mm-hmm. Probably about a year ago. because I know he missed his birthday last year. So, yeah. Yeah, about a year ago. Yeah, I shot like a year ago. He did 74 days in grade in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got shot 4 times in the side. But now he's doing great right now.
On his side?
Yeah. Okay. On his side and down. So, yeah, he doing great right now. He back cussed me out on the phone, so that I know he's doing good.
So, for our listeners, your dad is your manager.
Yes.
So is he able to still move around with you, or is he healed?
He's healed. He's 100%. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have a limp or anything by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But yeah, he bet 100%. He flies out when he wants to, but he never went on all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? He retired from couldn't help him, so he just want to focus on music. You feel me? And I ain't mad at him.
Focus on what? Your music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But nah, but like, I'm not on the artist that we have, though.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I got a label.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the label. I didn't know that.
I got a label.
What's the name of the label?
Right now, just Rich Homies.
Okay.
Yeah, see. You feel me? So, he got it for me when I first started rapping, like 3 years ago for Krumah.
Okay. That's a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, something that never die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, so we got other little plans. You know what I'm saying? I love trying to shop, give me a distribution there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd be great.
So, with the situation that happened with your dad, do you find yourself moving differently?
Yes.
Because that's scary.
Yeah, that's scary. But, like, it's scary. But dad just showed me, like, everybody's not happy for my success.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Not even, you know what I mean? Not even me, but just, like, just because I'm doing good don't mean that person want to see me do good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started taking that into consideration. Every smile on my face, not really a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Beefed up security.
Yeah.
Bought me a house. And like, I stay so far, like, I don't even leave my house for nothing.
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah, so, like, I don't bought my house. Like, I don't leave the house for nothing. Like, no haircut, no nothing. I want something to eat. I'd rather call a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed. Like, I don't like going out for nothing. Like, I don't leave the house. I got a studio downstairs. I don't have to leave. Engineer come, my engineer corner has just been like 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just work to have, we want to work, but.
Basically have everything.
Everything, you feel me? And I still got a spot downtown. Like if I go to the studio in the city or something, I'm doing a feature, or I'm fly driving all the way home, I just go there, stay there and go home the next day. But I'm so home by then, I don't move home for nothing.
So do you think that situation was something targeted towards you, or that was just.
See, that I don't know, but I just leave it to God and I pray.
Yeah.
Like, I pray it didn't, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? What's God's plan? It's God's plan. It definitely was a wake-up call, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? It definitely was a wake-up call. And it woke us all up. You feel me? It woke us all up. And we learned from it.
So, Dad's doing great.
Yeah.
No Love in Hip Hop Atlanta.
No Love in Hip Hop.
Okay. The new single's out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, out.
What else is happening? New single's out. New expect single. The clothing line. The
clothing line coming.
Book deal.
Whoop.
Yeah, you're
turning. You look for me, probably movie soon.
You're turning into a full-on entrepreneur, businessman.
Yes.
So, very excited for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always my pleasure.
Anything else I'm missing?
Now you got to just come to Atlanta so you can see my new house. We got to do a part 2.
Oh, yeah, we have to.
Yeah, we got
to
do a part 2.
Because that we started with Humble Beginnings.
Yeah.
Now we got to full on let them know, like, maybe just do a Cribs, first Cribs episode.
Crib. Cause I don't buy more cars, too. Then I got a Money Forest rim deal also. I just released my first rim, too.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Royal. I named it after my son.
Okay.
The Royal Money Forest. You feel me? I don't know what happened now, though.
What are they with a certain company?
See, our Money Forge, the guy who used to design for the Yardos,
okay.
He did his own thing called Money Forge.
Okay.
You feel me? So it's like, I got them on all my cars, though.
So. Okay.
All
that's
my
nice.
Cars.
Now we're going to lie. We're gonna ship a set.
Yeah.
We're going to ship a set to L.A.
I got you.
My truck needs new shoes. Yeah, we're going to take care of that.
I should be on the front of the next Dub magazine cover shoot. I mean, on the front of cover. Just did a photo shoot.
For Dub?
Yeah. I just did a photo shoot like 2 weeks ago in Atlanta.
It's nothing spinning like the spree wheel I was used to, okay?
Nah, they're not spinning. Like, they have different kinds, like...
Okay.
They got a luxury set, like, a different kind for different, like, types of cars. Like, I got on my monster truck.
Okay.
All on different kinds.
Though. I gotta see this.
Yeah, I got a couple of them. All on different kinds. Are they hard, though?
So, are they different colors on the outside?
Yeah, like, whatever color you want. Like, say okay. I got old school cars. And, like, I just put some on my A7. So, like, mm-hmm. they can go on any type of car.
Okay.
Any type of car.
I know the old schools are a big thing in Atlanta. I see a lot of folks I follow on Instagram. They don't even post the 2014, 2015 rides. They post more of, that's nice.
Yeah. See, well, purple, but I changed it though. Yeah,
that's nice. Is there something that that you guys gravitate towards, or you just love the old schools?
Old schools. Like, coming up, we all play bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And we always just like, it was something about the old school cars. Like, I don't know if it's the look on them, the candy paint, but us in Florida. Us in Florida love old school cars.
Do you guys like have a pull up somewhere?
No, they do big car shows in Atlanta and stuff.
Not even the car shows, but like maybe on a Sunday, because they have that in Los Angeles where you pull up, everybody has their cars, and you just post up and just hang out.
They do that sometimes in Atlanta.
Okay.
If everything going cool, you know what I'm saying? If everything on cover stay, they do it sometimes though. Okay. But like, we have a big fetish for cars.
Okay.
I know I do. I love them to death.
Okay.
Cars and clothes and women.
Cars, clothes, and women. Thank you for joining us. So, like we said, no love in hip hop Atlanta.
No.
Dad is doing great.
Great.
You got the rims, the books, the clothes. You're basically you're a renaissance man, entrepreneur.
Yes.
So, a lot happening. Albums coming. I'm excited to hear the Ashanti record.
Yes.
And this is Keeping It Civil with Karen Civil.
Yes. And I am Rich McCorn. And it's been a wonderful day. You know what I mean? And I have Keep It Civil with Karen Civil.
Thanks for joining us.
I ain't wasting a finna. I'm finna show you how to hit the quad.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.